All right. All right, enough. It's already enough pressure. So I'm thinking today, as I do, I try to think a lot, as we all do, but not regular thinking like that. Power thinking. Sorry, as I throw beer around in my recording room here. I like to record outside. I got a little mobile. I thought about making it fancier, and maybe one day I will. I've often thought about having guests and getting people to come on that I could talk to who share in this idea of trying to build. I'm trying to sell people back to themselves, that this idea that we all now live in a place, we live in a world, we live in a time where you can set your attention at things and you can actually do them. It hasn't always been that way on planet Earth if you study history. You know, if you were born in 1850, you didn't have as many fucking options as you have today, right? We can all agree to that. I'm not saying life is necessarily any easier today for anyone. We still hurt and we still get old and we still, you know, all that shit. You know, I'm about to be 50 years old, man. And here's the thing, dude, I remember being 30 just like that. But guess what? There's a difference when you're 30 and 50. I was training for a 100-mile marathon when I was 30. Now I'm 50. I'm not training for a 100-mile marathon. I know people do. Okay, I'm just saying I'm not. And as I look at life from this age, I can look back only 5 years ago at 45 and think, God, man, if I'd have done this or that or this. And then at age 40 and then 35 and then 30. And when I think back on that, it always comes back to this idea of the money game of, damn, if I would have invested in that, if I would have done this. And since I've been able to think this forever, like my whole fucking life, it seems like I could look back and say, man, if I didn't. Guess what that means going forward? I get to do a whole bunch more regretting. What if I make it to 90? What if it took me 20 years just to get it going, to get it warmed up? Now, here I am. I'm 50 years old, been in this stock market for 20 years. I'm as smart as I'm ever going to be when it comes to stocks. I have money in the market. I've read hundreds of books. I've developed a strategy. I've written a book on it. How much easier or how much more can I capitalize on the next 7 to 10 years than I did on the previous 7 to 10 years or the previous one before that? So imagine now you have what I have. You think what I'm thinking. You read the books that I'm reading. Your focus switches like I'm talking about. In the free ebook, You Don't Have to Die Broke. Dude, this is not freaking, I didn't invent that shit. This is not some proprietary information that I know. It's just smart stuff. It's just wisdom. The real trick is, the real power is what you begin to put your mind, your focus on. And you take chaos and you bring it to order. That's what creating a net worth statement's about, right? That's like bringing order to your finances. It's on a piece of fucking paper on your desk. And at some point, it's going to be on two pieces of paper and then three. And then you might be like, I have a friend that has 125 houses. How many pieces of paper you think he has? A lot. And I'm not talking about credit card bills. Come on, financial statements. Like you print off the stocks and it's three fucking pages. It's not two. I have people, this is just me picking on new people right now, and you know I love you. I have new people who, get this. Their three stocks fall 4%, and they ask me, what's wrong? Stocks going down? Like, that's what they do? Like, the only reason we can get rich is stocks go down, because then you can buy them cheaper and compound them. And yes, The secret to the game, it goes up over time. Over time, we all get rich. And so if we know that, and I figured that out, this took me the first 10 years of actually being an investor, even in the real estate game, because you know to me, it's not much different. I want to buy houses cheap that have more equity than I think, and over time, I'm going to collect a little income stream. I want to buy stocks when they're on sale of a good company that's beat up. I can put my money in, get in. It has a future. It rises in value, and it pays me an income stream. It's pretty much same shit, right? Same game. Same game. And okay. And that's what I do. And I just became obsessed with it because I realized, wow, if I fast track this, like if I put all of, if I fast track this for a period of time, I could set myself up. When I'm 60, I got $5 million. $6 million. I know people with $15 million. Now, they started with money. Not started with money, meaning they started getting money. They started getting money. And guess what they did? They invested it. If you make $30,000 a month, your ability to become a millionaire really fast is much quicker than a guy that makes $3,000 a month. Duh, right? But you both get there doing the exact same thing at the exact same pace, like or same process. And both can choose to start the process or not start the process. Like I know a lot of people that make $30,000 a month and have way less net worth than me. You say, how's that possible? Because of the base that's been laid. Go back 20, bro. When you go back 20 years and you bought a $10,000 deal and a $10,000 deal and a $10,000 deal and a $10,000 deal, and then you were 20, you're 30, you're $10,000 deal, and you're 33, and you're like, oh, I'm going to get me three $10,000 deals. Oh, I'm going to invest in this. And then you're 36 and like, oh, I'm going to put a bunch into this. And you just keep going and you're like, oh, hey, I'm going to buy these duplexes. Oh, I'm going to put money in this REIT. They're on sale. I'm going to put some money in this MLP. Oh, now I'm getting all this cash flow. I'm getting thousands of dollars a month in cash flow. Rather than spend it, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave this job because I don't like this job anymore. And I'm going to start this business over here. I make enough passively, but because I make enough passively, I don't have to stress that much. So starting the business is a little bit easier. I can take my time. I could literally lose money every month. Think of that. I make enough from passive income from the first 12 years of me investing aggressively. Me and my wife invested aggressively. I understand everyone can't do this. I'm just telling you how I did it. I don't want to lie to anyone. I don't want to exaggerate it and tell you I put a couple $100 a month in stocks and I became a millionaire. That's not true. That's not what I did. What I did is fucking rare, okay? Anyone can do what I did, but what I did is fucking rare. Rare. Here's what I did. I literally invested 50% of my income. Some months I invested 70%. You say, how's that possible? Listen, I had a spouse who had a job. She made about $40,000 a year. I worked part-time in a prison to get health insurance, and I made $1,000 a month. I started a lawn care business. I got to about 30, 35 houses. I built a website that made a few thousand dollars a month. Again, think back though, this is at the beginning of the internet, and you might say, well, yeah, that was obvious. It wasn't obvious then. Nobody was doing that. So it wasn't, I wasn't Mark Zuckerberg. I just made some money on a website. And ever since the advent of the internet, I've sold shit on the internet to make money. Some of you bought my book. I didn't make a lot of money, but I made like 10 bucks, 12 bucks. Well, I do that times 1,000 a year. I've sold over $10,000 a year for books for 12, 13 years now. Just small. Just I'd run ads. I used to mail them different ways. I've just found ways to sell books. Just one thing I did. I mowed yards. I worked at part-time in a prison, delivered pizza, right? I started an internet business, started doing affiliate marketing. I got into network marketing. A lot of you know that. I did a lot of things, man, to make money. And I took that money because we lived on my wife's income. And I got it at one point. I had five income streams, five little businesses, each one taking 3-4 hours a day. I would overlap them. Some of them I would be doing this one. I'd be painting while I'm talking to a customer for my network marketing business. I'd literally be painting a house for money while talking to my, doing follow-ups on the phone to recruit people into the program, to run over to my truck to send a bunch of emails for the thing, to then run home. Like, that's what I was doing, man. And I took all of the money I made doing that after I pay my expenses and taxes, and I just started buying real estate. Now I got to do that. And I don't hire a property manager, and I don't hire a fucking handyman, and I don't hire any of that shit. I do it myself. I don't hire an accountant, none of that. Lawyers, none of that. I do all of that stuff. And then I start hiring the family members, like, hey, fuck you, you need to do this. Fuck, I'm the only guy doing this. This is for us, you know? At one point, I had my mom working the phone because I can't get the voicemails that are coming in. I used to have people call and leave their phone number, and then I would mail them the information so then they could buy a book from me. That's old school marketing. I would run an ad in a magazine. It said, for free information, call this number. People would call. I would leave a little message. It'd say, hey, my name's Joe. If you'd like more information, just leave me your name and address. I'll be happy to send it out to you. Thank you. Bye. That was it. So while I'm at the prison, this voicemail's collecting names. And then guess what I'd send them? I send them out my 4-page report. That's what the ad offered, a free report. And at the end of the free report was a sales pitch for a $99 book. Just information by mail. So I would spend $500 a month running ads in a magazine, and I would sell $3,000, $4,000 a month in books. Now, you can't feed your family on that. I wasn't trying to, because I was also mowing yards. I'm also doing this. I'm also doing that. I take all of this money and I start buying real estate. And I buy house after house after house after house after house. Well, guess what happens when you get to house 10? You're collecting $8,000, $9,000 a month in rent. But along the way, because of the way my mind works, I got the website going. I'm working at the prison. I have to let something go. I can't do all of it. And we have an inmate escape, big, ugly drama. People are quitting, getting fired. I quit the prison. Now I don't have a regular job. I have no job, period. And that's the last time I've had a job. Now I got my brain and I have my investments. At this point, I had six houses, six single family homes. That's not a fortune. These are small houses, 800, 900 square foot houses. I got them rented, 600, 800 a month. I fixed them, painted them, cleaned them, put a renter in them, manage them, collect the rent, all of that. Problem, you call me. I have no job. My job is to manage my assets right now, right? That's my job regardless. That was my job when I had a job. That was my job when I had four businesses going. That was my job. It's always been my fucking job. Like, that's priority number one. When I wake up in the morning, the first hour to an hour and a half of my day is what? Getting my mind into the money flow. Not fucking yoga. Heard someone talk about yoga and peace. I don't have time for peacefulness. Are you serious? So while the money game's going and stocks are opening and moving around, you're over here doing fucking yoga? No. No, I'm just kidding. If that's your thing, man, God bless you. And you know what? All kidding aside, he could probably do that and do this later. Like, you don't have to be there at the open. That's just me being a dick. But, and kind of thinking that, because that's just me, right? You know me. That's what I'm thinking. But no, but that's where my mind is. That's where my headspace is. It's how do I take this little bit and make more out of it? How do I take this little bit that's been given to me? The Bible says that God gives one man one talent, one man five talents, one man 10 talents. You may say, well, I'm not a Christian. I'm not either, bro. I'm just telling you what it says. Like, read some shit you don't necessarily agree with. It'll help you. Sometimes flip over to the Channel 54 where I live, the Communist Network, Socialist Channel. Sometimes flip over there, see what they're saying. And then flip back over to yours. Say, damn, we're all confused. So I'd rather just follow the financial markets. I can't even watch regular news, dude. I don't watch Fox News. I watch Fox Business. I watch CNBC. Sometimes I look at fucking Bloomberg. But most of the time I get my financial information from my charts. I can open it up and go, look, oil's down, gold's up, bonds up, bond market down. What does that mean? Well, one in particular day doesn't mean anything. But combine it, all of a sudden we got a pattern. We have a breakout, we have stages, and that's for a different conversation, right? But I began, what I'm saying is began putting my money, my mind about this idea of making money. Every morning, your mind goes to money. Not in some weird, lustful, gross way. In a way where if you're the fucking king, you think Trump gets to wake up and go, I'm going to spend the first couple hours to myself. You think that's what he does? You think that's what Ragnar did in Vikings? No, man. You know what he's doing. He's got to get it going. Where's everything at? And so every day I'm advocating that. Yes. I'm advocating you look at your money every fucking day. Every day. Every day you log into that 401k and you look at it. If there's a situation where you're like, well, I can't see it that often, then you don't own it, bro. Like, you need to figure that out. I can't even imagine having some money, some so-called wealth, and it's in some location that I can't get to. You know, that don't even make sense. So I don't think anyone is in that environment. Or I hope not, not in this day and age. You might say, well, Gerald, I don't have a 401k. Okay. Create your own. It's called an IRA. And you say, well, should I do a Roth or a regular? I mean, that's just a 30-minute reading. I don't need to stress you out. You don't need a guy like me. I'm here to get you to do either. Just fucking do one. I was explaining that to someone earlier. They hit me up with all of these specifics. Now, I understand the questions. I can read them, but I ain't a personal financial advisor. That's not even what I'm talking about. And I said to him, I'm not trying to do the goddamn step two, step four, click button left, drop down box. I'm not doing that. That's not my goal here. My goal is to motivate you to get off your ass to begin investing. You're going to have to log into the account. You're going to have to learn how to use the fucking software. You're going to have to get up and look at the Wall Street Journal. You're going to have to look at Barron's. You're going to have to read a fucking article. You're going to have to use your brain and look at the world around you and watch this thing called the money flow turn. And you're going to have to be able to control your emotions. You know the number of people? There's been two or three negative articles come out on Uber last couple days. Shocking to me too, man. I woke up and I look and it says, in the last 2 years, Uber's had 5,800 fucking sexual assault cases. What the fuck? Like, that shocked me as a shareholder. I'm like, what? So right now, in all disclosure, I own $8,400 of Uber. I also own $8,000 of Lyft. $16,000 invested in this sector. That's in all disclosure. Doesn't mean you should, and I'm not recommending that. But in my newsletter, that's a stock that I've been buying. This is a growth play. There's no dividend. So if it goes down, it sucks. You're just underwater. And so in my mind, here's what I do. I go to the charts. I'm willing to commit some money to this because I believed in it in the first fucking place. Let me help you with this investing thing. Let me simplify this for you. If there's a news story that could come out tomorrow that would make you consider selling the company you own like that, you are not an investor. You're playing with it. You're tiptoeing around it. You know, you're at the party, but you're not an investor. Investors about courage. This is why people don't invest. It's not because they're dumb. Dude, the science of getting rich says very clearly, smart people get rich, dumb people get rich. Bad people, skinny people, old, young. No preference. No preference. Nobody asks you for your driver's license or your age to buy Uber stock. Nobody. And so if it goes up 10 times, guess what? Everyone who owned a share gets paid, right? Right. Nobody asked how old you were or are you black or white? No one said that. Do you have a fucking brokerage account? Do you own shares? It went up. It money's in your account. And yet there are people who are intelligent who don't play that game. They don't play. Why? It's not intelligence. It has nothing to do with how smart you are. You're fucking way smarter than me, I promise you. Most of you guys who talk to me, you know how many people correct me on the spellings in my book and this? I know that, dude. I don't give a... I do care. I've begun to care more and more. Let me put it that way. But if I'm just being totally real with you, don't do that. I get people, they'll send me, then go, hey, I read your book. I loved it. So I know they're being nice. They want to show me all the mistakes in it and correct it for me. And but my first response is, do the shit in the book. Don't worry about the fuck letter I messed up. Take the content and put it to work. Like, change your fucking life. That's what I'm talking about. There are people listening to me right now. You're dancing around this subject. Just fucking dancing around it. Like it's some big, hard fucking thing to come up with the idea to keep your own money. I said this to a guy the other day, and he's like, hey, yeah, if you want to sacrifice. I said, what are you talking about? Like, we're in person. And he goes, yeah, if I wanted to sacrifice my blah, 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 I could do that. And I'm like, you mean making money, a lot of money, and just keeping it in your pocket? You think that's a sacrifice? Like, you think keeping your own money and building wealth is a fucking sacrifice? Like, that's hard. Where's this guy grown up? Can you imagine going to the 1850s and saying that shit? Nobody would say that. Like, you know, they know, right? If they had even half a fucking inkling of the opportunity available to this guy who told me that, who said that to me, the unbridled fucking opportunity that's available this time on this planet Earth. You have air conditioning. When I was a kid, and that's not even that long ago, dude, I'm only 50. We didn't have fucking air conditioning. You think that's not a difference? He thinks it's a sacrifice to keep his own money. Point I'm trying to make, we didn't have any of the shit that he spends money on. We didn't have it. I grew up as a kid in Juneau, Alaska. Now, that's not the great, I'm not trying to over-exaggerate that, but that's not Houston, Texas. There was no fucking internet. There was one movie theater. Like, there's no McDonald's, none of that shit. It's Juneau, Alaska. Population 13,000 or something, 20,000 maybe. It's half Eskimo Indians. It's fucking cold and miserable all the time. There is nothing to spend money on. You want to go hunting, cut trees down, go hunt fishing. Like, that's it. That's what you're doing. And this guy lives in this world, in the modern world, because of Uber and cell phones and fucking all these things you can spend money on. It's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. Much like fighting in Iraq. Sacrifice. It's just how he sees it, man. He's a consumer. If you saw my video that I put on YouTube and I put on, unfortunately, I don't have the ability to explain the concepts that I'm trying to teach. Like, I'm not a good enough teacher. That's the fucking problem. That I can't take you down the rabbit hole of the bigger picture. This idea of the 5,000 years that we've been playing by this code. This is a goddamn money code, man. I feel bad when I do that. I say that because I have Christian friends that follow me who are into the markets and trading and investing and understand this idea of the money code and see it in scripture. Like, it's right there. Some of you have been in church and you've been handed the money code. You're too fucking stupid to even see it. It's better to give than to receive. What is the principle out of the book, The Science of Getting Rich? That if you give people more in use value than you ask for in monetary value, guess what happens? Like, that's the secret to building a business. You know how Gary Vee got paid $150,000 to talk? He did a lot of talking for free, right? It's just a principle. A while back, I called to get a quote, and they said, it's going to be a $50 fee. I was like, for what? They said, to give you a quote. I said, I'm going to pay you $50 for you to tell me what you could do the job for? And they said, yeah. Yeah. They didn't get the job. I don't know why they would have a policy like that. That literally violates the book. Like, bam, right off the bat. I know he's going out of business. He deserves to go out of business. Yeah, I know. Somebody's going to say, well, you don't understand the economy. The economy is so good that we get so many call quotes and, you know, we blah, blah, blah. I've heard it before. It's because you don't know how to quote. And if you give out a lot of quotes, guess what you get? A lot of jobs. You don't put friction between you and the fucking quote. It's absurd. You always err in the side of giving. It's like a universal principle, the law of money, giving. Also part of this universal law and principle, now that I took myself down this path, I wasn't going to. That ultimately, I believe the reason people don't invest every month, for whatever fucking excuse you've decided you have, don't know, don't have enough, blah, 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 whatever excuse it is, can be fixed like that. Like that's, boom, tomorrow, dude. Tomorrow. And I don't care which one you use. Look, Google. What is the best online broker? Type that into your Google. I don't give a fuck which one you use. I don't get paid. I use E-Trade. Interactive Brokers looks cool. I don't use Robinhood. I don't know anything about it. I don't use apps as my primary way of doing business. I log into websites. I'm old. Maybe you can use an app. It seems weird to me. It seems like I need the actual website. And so on E-Trade, I use my browser on my, you know, iPhone 10 and log in. And been doing that for so many years, I forget. Last time I had to use an actual computer to see. And so my stocks are right there in my hand and my subscription to Wall Street Journal and Barron's. And I wake up, my emails and my voicemail. And you see what I'm saying? It's like it's right there. And the only thing that keeps me from talking to you is you moving or me moving, right? So in order for you to email me, what had to happen? I had to move. You see it? I put in play what? I did what? I posted something. I offered something. And you did what? You took action. So some of the people, I get a percentage of my podcast audience that I personally know. We emailed each other back and forth. I've made a lot of money from you guys sending me, hey, Gerald, look at this stock. Look at that stock. And I am truly thankful for that. Like, I don't even need to subscribe to news, like to stock picks. My followers send me stock picks. They work there. They work around it. They see it. They look at, they read the book and go, oh, hey, the money flows all around me. And they just start sending them to me. And I look and I find more stocks that look good, that are undervalued, that pay a dividend that I can throw money at. So people say, well, I don't know what to buy. I have more to buy than I know what to know. You got to put these rules in place. I can help you do that. Get on my stuff, man. Read the book. Don't pay attention to the misspelled words. I'll get it better. Each time I reprint it, I do a little bit better. I don't need your help in doing that. I don't. Spend your time on my content. Get your life. The guru tells you the best investment is in yourself, and the guru is right, except it's not in you giving him your credit card. The best investment is in you. And some of you have known this. Some of you have bought both my books. I got two books. I'll sell you books. I got a $60 package. And part of it I give away free in the digital world. But if you want the physical, I'm happy to do that. But that's not what I mean, that's a small sum for an exchange for a book with 20 years of life that teaches a strategy. Like, shit, the price that I charge for what I give is actually ridiculous. But here's what I'm working on. That what you give away, you get to keep. What you give away, you get to keep. Isn't that what the book says? Go read The Science of Getting Rich. I'm living it out in front of people. Like, I'm actually taking the principles. That's how I got all my houses. I don't own a lot of houses. I own 15 houses. But 12 of them are mortgage-free. I don't own millions of dollars of stocks. I own a lot of stocks. I own 42 stocks that pay me money. I collect about $2,500, $3,000 a month in dividends. Like $14,000 a month in rent. That's like $17,000. That's not work. Remember I told you I sell books. A couple thousand dollars a month in books and different kinds of books, different things. I've been doing the book business for 20 years. Just sharing information, sharing with people what I know. It's an honorable business. Put down something, sell it to them, small cost, everybody's happy. I like it. That's why I like the rental business. It's an honest business. It's easy. I'm a good landlord. I expect you to be a good tenant. The moment one of us doesn't want to fucking comply with that, we both need to go. You need to go if I'm, see what I'm saying? And so it's simple. That's the beautiful thing about stocks. This shit is not complicated. People act like stocks are complicated. It's like, you're holding it in your hand right now. You're listening to me through a stock. If you're listening to me on Spotify, S-P-O-T, I made like 22% on that stock this year. 22% on Spotify this year. And you're listening to it and I'm making money from it. Thank you. That's the ownership class. You see what I'm saying? That's on the iPhone. That's on Netflix. That's on AT&T. That's on 3M. That's on all of this stuff, man. It's right there for you. It's right there. Shit ain't hard. Hey guys, it's Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. Got a little long-winded that night. I'm trying to keep them under 30 minutes. Your feedback on any and all of that is always welcome. Just be, you know, cool and respectful. Should it be shorter? Should it be longer? You know, I've been playing around with this Anchor app that posts on Spotify. I think Science of Getting Rich podcast is just on my website. It's in my newsletter, The Peters Report, and it's on iTunes. And if you haven't left me a review, that would really, 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 really help me. A lot of you guys, have both of my books, I would, if you're interested in the stock market, I would encourage you to don't let charts are simple. Dude, what I do with a stock chart is not genius. It's not proprietary. I didn't invent this shit. I'm just a guy. And all it was is it just helped me make rules out of a game. And you know, if you're sitting at a blackjack table, they'll let you play even if you don't know what you're doing. But if you learn the rules, the game gets a lot better. So God bless.